We are going to bring on, for your listening pleasure, the Kissers.
The Kissers are here?
The Kissers are here again,
Come
Sean.
Come on. There they are. Look, some of them are right there.
If you haven't heard them before, you're in for a big treat. They are a fantastic, original Celtic music band, and we are thrilled to welcome them back to Bob Fest.
I think they were here last year, weren't they?
They were, in fact.
I recall. Did anybody see the Kissers last year?
In Baraboo.
Ah, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kissers!
The song's called The Good Fight. Sure to hold your noise, so listen to poor Patty's sad narration. While I was by hunger pressed and in poverty distressed, and so I took a thought I'd leave the Irish nation. And here's to you boys, take my advice. To America I'll suggest you don't go. They do nothing but make war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was back home in dear old Dublin. Well, I sold my horse and plow, my little pigs and sow, my little plot of land I did part with, and my sweetheart, Bid Maggie, who I'm afraid I'll never see. for I left her there moaning brokenhearted, while myself and 100 more to America sailed o'er. Our fortune's Stephen May, we were thanking. When we got to Yankee land, put a gun into our belt, saying, Patty, you must go and fight for Lincoln. Here's to you, boys, take my advice. To America, such a seat on gun. They do nothing but make war where the brethren can ensure. And I wish I was back home and near Dublin. Said, if you get shot or lose your head, every one of you will get a pension. Well, myself, I lost a leg. They gave me a wooden peg. Oh, by God, this is the truth. You, I mentioned. Well, I consider myself in luck. I get paid a single buck. While Ireland is the land that I delight in, to the devil I do say, it's curse America. Because I'm sick to death of all of your heart fighting. And here's to you, boys, take my advice. To America, such as you don't go. They do nothing but make war where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was back home at Nero Dublin. And here's to you, boys, take my advice. To America, such as you don't go. But make war where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was back home at Nero Dublin. And I wish I was back home in dear old Dublin. Hey, thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Kissers. We're happy to be back here fighting Bob Fest. We've done this the past few years, and we certainly do enjoy it. Anybody supporting Donald Trump? Any Trump supporters here? Maybe this isn't the same rally I was thinking of. All right, well, we'll dedicate this next song to him anyway. It's called Scum of America. Lawyers and prostitutes of every land unite. The early grace of centuries have waited for this night. Gather your thugs, beggars and lugs, burn every prince on the way. I've borne up a plane, I'll stop with the rain off of the U.S. of A. We'll brush aside a genocide, a feather in your stock. We'll pave a paper and ball and the rock around the clock. Red as a max, white as a trash, color of a nose will blow off. Home of the brave and access to race, land of the opportunist. We're on a choir chase, dregs all the health and rice. All the yet American, just come like us belong. What the hell, might as well sing along. Well, son, this was your revolution, son, this was your gain. Everybody's selling something, truth through crack cocaine. One if I may, two if I see, three if I'm marketing client. New and improved, I'll see it TV, a credit card I've been deployed. We divide the world into factories and grades. A technical us to his trap, self-improvement slaves. Senator Joe, who do you owe? Why is your nightmare red? You were the cause of history's loss with everything else that you said. We're on a quiet chase, drags all the health and race. Oh, and America just come like us belong. What the hell, might as well sing along. Hey, salesmen, and we're game show hosts. We're telemarketers, and we're corporate drones. Some of the chars eat at their hearts, the customer's always white. American dreams are tight-fitting jeans and staring at Hollywood lights. We're on a quiet chase, drags on the elephant race. Oh, yeah, America just come like a spit on. What the hell, might as well sing along. America just come like us belong. What the hell, might as well sing along. All right, thank you. Peter, our old accordionist Peter Colclasier wrote that song about 10 years ago, and it's unfortunately just gotten more and more relevant. This next one was written by a friend of my parents, Nolan Hodges, and he wrote this one while sitting in a fort in Germany in the 60s, getting ready to get shipped off to Vietnam. And he revisited the song during the Iraq War, and then he offered it to me. This one's called Bookin' Up. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I should leave today. Just can't continue living this way. Oh, I might go to Sweden, I might go to France, might go to Dachau prison, but I must take that chance. So give me some cotton for my ears, give me a blindfold for my eyes, and give me some slow gin to slow down my fears and protect me from your life. Well, it was back in mid-May, 68. We were bus to Fort Campbell's main gate. We were herded around, treated like animals or less. And since that very day, I ain't drawn a free breath. So give me some cotton for my ears, give me a blindfold for my eyes, and give me some slow gin to slow down my fears and protect me from your eyes. Come on, Kevin. Got your attention. I've got some advice. Write to your congressman, tell them volunteers vote twice. Well, here's one more. Well, of all the nerve, what would you say if those Bush twins did serve? Now give me some cotton for my ears, give me a blindfold for my eyes, and give me some slow gin to slow down my fears and protect me from their lies. Yeah, give me some cotton for my ears. give me some slow gin to slow down my fears and protect me from your life.
All right. Nice. All right, thank you. All right, this one is called What They Can. And they're working in the fields, and they're living off the land. They're doing what they can, hoping soon that it all ends. They're playing in the street while the concrete burns their feet. They're doing what they can, hoping soon that it all ends. Farmer looks across his acreage, wondering what his crop is gonna yield. And the money from the state is almost gone, and they're laying down a highway through his field. And the nearby city keeps expanding. Cranes like cannons boom and shake and sway. Like an army gathering momentum, they'll be charging over that hill any day. And they're working in the fields, and they're living off the land. They're doing what they can, hoping soon that it all ends. They're playing in the street while the concrete burns their feet. They're doing what they can, hoping soon that it all ends. Blow all night long. You can hear the men loading up the cargo. And all the while they work, they sing a song. And the women are still up in the factories, breathing in the dust and smoke and fumes. And the children, as soon as they are able, they are sitting by their mother's spinning loom. And they're working in the fields, and they're living off the land, doing what they can, hoping soon that it all ends. They're playing in the street, the concrete burns their feet. They're doing what they can, hoping soon it all ends. They're working in the fields, and they're living off the land, doing what they can, hoping soon that it all ends. They're playing in the street, while the concrete burns their feet. They're doing what they can, hoping soon that it all ends. So we borrowed from the great Melvina Reynolds a few years ago when we were all hanging out at the Capitol every day, and picked up her old song, It Isn't Nice, and you know, messed with it a little bit, as is wont to happen with good quality folk songs. Nice ways always fail. It isn't nice, it isn't nice. But thanks for your advice. And if that is freedom's price, we don't mind. It
isn't nice to carry banners or to try to knock down doors or to shout out shame, shame down on the assembly floor. It isn't nice, it isn't nice. Told us once, they told us twice, but that is freedom's price. We don't mind. Well, we tried negotiating, then crossing the state line. Mr. Walker didn't see us. It might as well be blind. It isn't nice, it isn't nice. They told us once, then they told us twice. And if that is freedom's price, ah, we don't mind. Take it. It isn't nice to block the doorway. It isn't nice to go to jail. There are nicer ways to do it, but the nice ways always fail. It isn't nice, it isn't nice. But thanks for your advice. And if that is freedom's price, we don't mind. And if that is freedom's price, we don't mind, no, we don't mind.
All right, thanks so much. So this next song was written by a band from England called The Levelers. Who's a Levelers fan? You are. He is. All right, what I meant to say was, this is a song we wrote. This one was written in the early 90s, but it seems particularly appropriate right now, and it felt especially appropriate during when the Solidarity Singers were trying to prosecute this thing for singing. Which sounds funny, because it is, if it, it's funny now. Anyway, this one's called Sellout.
Held by the few. Keep the young ones paralyzed, educated by your lies. Keep the old ones happy with the news. Tell a singer not to sing a song. Tell the poet that she's wrong. In the end, you'll win your case with lies. Put your soul down the river. Along so many she raced, I'd like to walk at ancient places, these affairs that I can't understand. I don't believe in your modern ways, I don't care about the things you say, your policies, they fail the test of time, cause you sold them down the river. In a land not far away,
this man in prison, because they say the color of his skin is not a question. Did you rally to their side? No, you sat back and let them die. Don't know how you get to sleep at night. Belong to some ancient ways I like to walk, and ancient faces use affairs that I can't understand. I don't believe in your modern ways, I don't care about the things you say, your policies, they fail the test of time. Thanks a lot. We're gonna borrow another tune here. This one is from Colin Malloy's repertoire of Decemberists fame. We picked this one in part because it's a good song, in part because he borrows from an Irish melody, and it's a coal mining song, which just seems appropriate. This one's called Rocks in the Box. Box where the water runs down to your socks, or this boat gets built with falling rather amount. We'll do what we can, we can do a fellow man, and we sing our song to the headband creaks and mounds. And it's 1, 2, 3 on the wrong side of the lee. Whatever you men fall, whatever your men fall. And it's 7, 8, 9 it's your shuffle back in line. If you ever make it a 10, you never make it again. And you won't make it die on this cold gray mountain mine, cause from the dirt you're made to the dirt you will return. And while we're living here, let's make this little one thing clear. There's plenty of men to die, don't jump your turn. And that's 1, 2, 3 on the wrong side of the lee. What were you meant for? Whatever you're meant for. And it's 7, 8, 9 and get your shovel back in line. If you ever make it a 10, you never make it again. If you ever make it a 10, you never make it again. On the wrong side of the
ever make it a 10, you never make it again. If you ever make it a 10, you never make it again. If you ever make it a 10, you never make it again. All right. So this next one was one that we started playing in the early 2000s while we were touring a whole lot around the country in the early period of the Iraq War when it was still uncool to be against it, at least by popular opinion.
Hey, Sean, she's coming now.
Seems that everybody's against it now. But, you know, a few of us had the foresight back then. Which is always nice to comes in waves, right? And we were playing this song right in the middle of the Bush administration and the Kerry election and all that. And I remember, you know, all around the country and in all those red states and people really appreciated it. Although we would sometimes get comments like, "Well, you guys got a lot of nerve playing that around here." And this song, it's No War. And, you know, sometimes we don't play it because we're like, well, maybe there's not really a war going on right now, which, of course, is never true. So here we go. No war. Say you live in poverty, you cannot afford that surgery. You're mistaken, don't you see? You live in the richest country. You don't think you can speak your mind? Say there's someone else on the line. Relax, now everything is fine. They're protecting you and I. What now? Johnny's dead, Mitch is gone, Kelly has to lose that arm. The list of dead goes on and on. Don't dare to think that's wrong. No war, no one. Well, the stars and stripes, fire and lights illuminate the death tonight. This is not a pretty sight of hell that is typified. You think you understand your rights? You're free to walk the streets tonight, but now you're gone. You're not alright. We don't know where or why. No war, no more war, no. No war, no more war, no. Go! As for terror, they repudiate these accusations as of late. But it's a policy of hate, and peace gets in the way. Now there's a fresh new load of young bodies, the pockets hold the new currency. It's not about the flag, you see, just give me back my country. No war, no more war, no. No war, no more war, no. Everything is alright, because there's no war, no more war, no. No war, no more war, no. So some of you know we've been a band for a long time.
at least by band years. For 18 years, we've been a band. I know, I get a lot of groans behind me whenever I say that. And we toured a lot in the mid-2000s, and then we kind of took a break and just sort of, you know, we're like, kind of got burned out, and then I couldn't write a song for a long time. So, you know, it was a writer's block. And then one day, Scott Walker came, and and he did all that stuff. You remember that stuff? Yeah, still doing it. Well, of course, yeah. All that stuff, and all of a sudden, I thought it went down to one of those events at the Barrymore that was happening to the protests, where, you know, a lot of people who speak here at Fightin' Bob Fest were speaking, and after that event, I thought, man, if I can't write a song after all this, then I'm just done. But luckily, I can thank Scott Walker for breaking my writer's block. This is one that we got to sing lots up at the Capitol, and feel free to sing along. I know the Solidarity Singers have sung it quite a few times too, which has been particularly awesome. And even though he's not up for re-election yet, and of course he will be in 2 years, but you know this fight always goes on, right? It just goes on and on and on. So no matter what happens, we're always coming for Scotty, right? So, or the next guy. So here we go, Scotty, we're coming for you. First, he came for the unions, saying that you should have less. The companies need more, you people aren't poor. Stop whining, buck up like the rest. Then, they came for the children. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Schools and good health might take from their wealth. So tell me, what are you gonna do? Scotty, we're coming for you. I never knew how much I loved Wisconsin till I stood in the Capitol Dome. With the signs on the walls and the drums in the halls, the cries of freedom shouting all night long. Everyone standing together, teachers in red, cops in blue, hundreds of thousands to the people their power. So tell me, what are we gonna do? Scotty, we're coming for you. All right, take it. For so long, we've all been asking, how come people aren't more upset? They're telling our clout, they're tuning us out, they're not treating us with respect. Well, the lion has only been sleeping, now the sun's shining on morning dew. And from under the sheets it came into the streets. Tell me, what is it gonna do? Oh, Scotty, we're coming for you. Oh yeah, tell me, what are you gonna do? Scotty, we're coming for you. Tell me, what are we gonna do? Scotty, we're coming for you. All right.
Yeah, he's back here. What do you need?
Ask him, like, one or two more?
One, two, three.
All right. This one's called American Folk Song.
Two. Now Sean says two.
Now Sean says two.
All right. Audible. What's the Aaron Rodgers audible? What's he say? 319.
319.
All right.
Can you kick him in the head? No? Not really?
All right. Let's just do an Irish song. Let's do the Irish Rover. July 1806, we set sail for the Pepe of Cork. We were
sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall at New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for a nap, and no hollow wild wind drove her. She stood tall for a lass, the 27 masts, they call her the Irish Rover. There was 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags, we had 2 million barrels of stone, and we had 3 million sides for flying horses' hides, we had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million dogs, 6 million hogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million pails for nanny goats' tails, the whole of the Irish Rover. There was old Mickey Coote, played hard on his flute, when the ladies they lined up for a set. He was suitable with skill, with sparkling cordial, though the dancers were flute-hard and fat. And with his smart woody chuck, he was kept out of a. He rolled the names under and over. We all knew what a glance, when he took up his stance, he sailed on the Irish River. Go! From the banks of the Dee, there was Hogan from County Tyrone. Now there was Geordie Bickert, who was scarce to ever work in the bedroom with me called Malone. And there was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting the Beckus from Milwaukee. And our man Nick McGann, from the banks of the band, was skipper on the Irish River. We had sailed 7 years when the mainsail broke out and the ship lost its way in the fog. And the whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Well, when the ship struck a rock, Lord, what a shock! A bulkhead was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm a west of the Irish weather.
Hey, thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce the band while we're starting this next one. Over there on the mandolin, that's Kevin Youngs. On the guitar, that's Brendan Franklin. On the whistles, that's Brian Elliott. The accordion, Mike Camilleri. Back on the drums, Joe Bernstein. I'm Ken Fitzsimmons. We are the Kissers. We're very happy to be here again. We got one more for you. So this one is called American Folk Song.
Well, my name is John DeWitt, and I am a high school graduate, and I attend the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Oh, there's a girl there for me, and her name is Susan Lee, and she is going to marry me, and we'll start a family. But wait.
school is done for the class of 1861. And now they're going to give me a gun and send me to the sound. They trained me for a while. I learned a little musket, shoot it military style. They said good night, you're ready, and I kissed my girl goodbye. They sent me down to Charleston, where I would surely die. Oh, and find a dandy gooey hit the battlefield. The captain started shouting, and the men began to squeal. I thought I heard a cannon, and I looked around to see the captain's parts were all spread out lying next to me. Hallelujah! All the school is done for the class of 1861. Now they go and they get. Gun. Send me to the south. The lieutenant took command. He ordered all of us retreat. I'd have said there's diggity. Say, private, move your feet. I turned around and ran until I thought my heart would burst. Collapsed, fell asleep. There was a veil of curse. When I awoke in the morning, I did not know where I was. The morning sun was shining. We're at the inn, 6-8 to buzz. I said I was suddenly remembered what went on. My brother got himself and him with luck like the sun. Hallelujah. There's a girl for me. And her name is Susan Lee. She's going to marry me, and we'll start a family. I served my country in this way for two long bloody years. When I returned, my girl was gone, but answered all my fears. Did my duty and I lost my one and only lass. No remorse for those who served in wars that get kicked in the ass. Now I'm not complaining, gonna live life to its fullest. I got an education, now my pen becomes a bullet. I'm gonna write a tune and call it American Folk Song. I really hope that when I play it, no one sings along. Out of here, I'm John DeWitt. And I am a high school graduate, and I attend the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Well, my name is John DeWitt, and I am a high school graduate, and I attend the University of Wisconsin.
The Kissers, they're from Madison, Wisconsin. And you know what? They're supposed to stop here, but I think they should play one more. What do you think? You want to hear one more song? They know one more song.
We had a request.
We had a request.
Let's do it.
Well, it was a request.
All right.
I guess you want us here for a while. Really? Should we really play a record of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Yes?
Or versus what?
Versus something really fast and fun.
I haven't heard it for 20 years.
All right. Let's just. How could we say no to that?
Do you want to switch or do you want
to? All right. The loudest voice wins. It's a good lesson for all of us. From the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitchigumee. The lake at its side never gives up for dead when the skies in November turn gloomy. With all of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. The good ship and crew were a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some villain Wisconsin. As the big faders go, she was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when she left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd be feeling? The wind in the wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave tumbled over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, was the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, as the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." And by 7 p.m., the main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew were in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? Well, the searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. Well, they might have broke up, they might have capsized, might have broke deep and took water. And all that remains are the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sinks in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, the aisles and bays of her sportsmen. And far below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, sure the mariners all know, with the gales of in a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed at the Maritime Sailors Cathedral. The church bell rang till it chimed 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down out of Big Lake they call it Jiggy-Ray. Carrier it is set, never gives up for dead when skies of November come early.
Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great rest of the afternoon. Thanks so much.
Let's hear it one more time for the Kissers.